ఉత్తర మహాత్ము పరంగ విజయతి శ్రీకృష్ణ సంకీర్తన. ఆల్ గ్లోరీ టు ది చాంటింగ్ ఆఫ్ ది హోలీ నేమ్ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ. దిస్ ఈస్ ది భాటిక ఆఫ్ వేదిక్ లిటరేచర్ ఆల్సో. వెన్ పరీక్షిత్ మహారాజ్ వాజ్ talking with Sukadev Goswami, he described the varieties of follies in this age of Kali Yuga. But he pointed out that there is one great benediction in this age. Kalo dosa nidhe rajan asti eka mahana guna. The faulty Kali Yuga is just like a ocean of miserable conditions. But there is one great opportunity. What is that? Kitana deva krishnas mukta sangha parambhajit. Simply by chanting the holy name of Lord Krishna, one becomes liberated and is elevated to the highest perfection of life. Kirtanadeva Krishna Mukta Sangha Parang Braja. The Lord Chaitanya preached this Krishna Sankirtan, and he ordered every Indian, it is the duty of every Indian, we should be very much proud of becoming Indian, to take our birth on the holy land of India. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Bharat humite manushya janma hoila jat. Anyone who has taken birth in this holy land of Bharatvarsha, janma sarthak kari, just make your life perfect and distribute the knowledge all over the world. Janma sarthak kari karo paropokar. Paropokar. India is meant for doing welfare activities to the world. But we have forgotten that. We are trying to imitate the Western country and technology. And we have thrown out our Vedic treasure house, our transcendental knowledge treasure house. So my Guru Maharaj ordered me long, long ago, when I was 25 years old, my Guru Maharaj ordered me to go to the foreign countries and preach Lord Chaitanya's message. But somehow or other I could not assimilate his order until I was 70 years old. But it was better late than never. So also I was trying how to make a successful tool for preaching Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message. So by the grace of my Guru Maharaj and by your blessing, I went to the Western country and this is very good response. Very good response. I went there empty-handed, with 40 rupees in my pocket and a free ticket, return ticket by this India Steam Navigation Company. And for 1 year I had no place to live. I had no money to eat. Still, I was going here and there. Then in 1966, I went in America in 1965. After struggling for 1 year, in 1966, I incorporated this Krishna Consciousness, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So some of our friends suggested, why not make God Consciousness Society? And no, Krishna Consciousness. If I make God Consciousness, that is a big task. Krishnastu Bhagavan Sayam. Krishnastu Bhagavan Sayam. Ishvara Parama Krishna. Therefore, distinctly it should be the society for Krishna Consciousness. So these boys, when I started my class, 26 Second Avenue, some of these students were coming, and then I started my kirtan in the Tomkinson Square, sitting on the ground floor. These boys and the girls were coming. That was the first publicity made in the New York Times about my kirtan, and gradually it developed. Next bench was opened at San Francisco, then at Montreal, then at Boston, Buffalo. In this way, now we have 65 branches all over the world. And each branch, there are maximum 200 devotees like this, and minimum 25 devotees at least. And each branch at Los Angeles are spending $20,000 per month, which is in Indian exchange, 2 lakhs of rupees. Similarly, we are spending $10,000 in New York. In this way, we have to spend 7 lakhs of rupees per month for maintaining all these branches. And we have got big publication like this. When I went to the Western country, I wrote only 3 volumes of Srimad Bhagavatam in the temple of our Sri Krishna Sharma. He gave me shelter there, and I was publishing this book. And I think Lalaji also contributed something for my publication. So in this way, I went there with 3 books. Now we have got about 3 dozen books, all beautifully published. We have given enough literature to understand Krishna. Krishna can be understood by the grace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very easily, simply by chanting this Hare Krishna mantra. Simply by chanting. Parang Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtana. But if you want to understand Krishna through philosophy and science, we have got 3 dozen books. So we can convince you both ways. If you are illiterate, if you have no knowledge, chant Hare Krishna and you'll get enlightenment. And if you think that you want to understand through science and philosophy, we have got 3 dozen books. Anyway, you come. That is our appeal. Don't take this moment very, I would say, neglectfully. It is very serious moment, Krishna consciousness. And it is the duty of all Indians, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu predicted, Bharat Samite Manusha Janma Haila Jat Janma Satyakari Karo Parupakara. There is a great need for this movement. We want hundreds and thousands of teachers to go outside India and face this cult. And there are customers ready. Wherever we are opening our branches, it appears as if they are awaiting our arrival. Immediately they take off. So there is very great opportunity. You cannot compete with the Western countries by your technology. However you may make some sewing machine or cycle or ambassador car, they are 100 years ahead. You cannot make any competition by making. If you can give them anything and glorify your country, then this is this movement, Krishna consciousness. Then they will admit that you have something. Wherever I go, they inquire, oh, India is poverty speaking. Oh, you have come from that. India is advertised as poverty. Yes, in comparison to Western country, it is simply poverty speaking. You have not enough food, not enough, house. And above all, you have no milk. India, the land where we hear from Srimad Bhagavatam that by the cow's milk in Vrindavan, there is muddy ground, and in that India now there is powder milk. So my request is that young men from America, Europe, Canada, now I am coming via Africa, I have been Nairobi, Mombasa, and the black men, they are also dancing. And they are asking the Indian people there, say, why did you not give us the sublime message so long? Because there are many Indians in Nairobi and Mombasa. Unfortunately, our Swamis go there, make some collection and preach that I am God, you are God, why you are searching God. Gods are loitering in the streets and make this gymnastics and you become God in 6 months. Two things are going on. But nobody was interested. Bhagavad Gita was taught in Europe and America for the last 1,000 years. Many big English editions. But never Krishna was presented as he is. But as soon as it was presented, Bhagavad Gita as it is, people are accepting. Immediately they are accepting. There is substance. Otherwise, if you interpret Bhagavad Gita in your own way, concocted way, Harabha bhaktasakuto mahadguna manorathena asato dhavato bari. By mental concoction, you have to come back to this asap. So, I will not take much of your time. My appeal to you, to Lalaji especially, as he is the head of this city, my request to you, all ladies and gentlemen, responsible, please try to understand the potency of this Krishna consciousness movement and make your country, because Krishna consciousness is in India. It is surprising that India is not serious about Krishna consciousness. I have read in one government paper Krishna is represented as something black aborigine. And people are sophisticated to worship him. Such article has been published by the God. An aborigine can give Bhagavad Gita actually. This is our intelligence. And they are in the government service. So it is very unfortunate that we are not taking care of our own treasure, our house of knowledge, and we are trying to get knowledge from technology and be happy. There is no question of peace unless you understand Krishna. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhoktaram jagatavatam sarvaloko maheswaram sridam sarvabhutana jyatta ma shanti. That is the process of shanti. And it is actually